Okay, must he go straight? Must he go to the right? Must he go to the left? But there on the side, he sees one person is sleeping and another person is awake next to him. So who should he ask? The person who is sleeping or the person who is awake? Awake. What do you say, Muhammad? The awake person also doesn't know. That's why he's sitting by the person who's sleeping. He's waiting for him to wake up. When he wakes up, then he's going to ask him. So, like that, you people, what age you are, the front you haven't seen stuff. What we have seen and experience we have got, and for your benefit, where we slacked and lacked and made mistakes, for your benefit, we try and advise you. If you will follow that advice, inshallah, you will benefit tremendously. So, see, we don't even know who to ask the question, the answer. So, how are we going to find our way? So, ask those people who have walked the road already, then inshallah, we will find our direction. So, first we spoke about, we are here to seek knowledge. That is our prime object. We are students here. And for that, mutala'a is very important. Even just briefly to get an idea, then to be present in the sabak and to be present the whole sabak and all the sabaks from Ula, from Edadia, try your best not to miss one sabak, every sabak. And if you can, you'll see Lord Barakat. You got little headache, you got stomachache, we can understand. But normally what we do, just little bit and we want to take off. But if you just take that courage and say, doesn't matter, I'm going, you'll see Allah will help you and give you a lot of barakat in your health also. But if we just fall prey every time, it mustn't happen then, more and more we get sick all the time. And don't make anything an excuse when it's not true. You haven't got stomach problem and you say, I got a stomach problem. It's very dangerous. Our Asatiza used to explain to us, then Allah Ta'ala makes it like that. You actually get stomach problem and you can't sort it out. Or you say, I got a headache, and you haven't got a headache. Then you actually get such headaches, migraine, and people who suffer from headaches, Allah save us all. Your head wants to burst and there's nobody who can help you. So Allah save us from all that. So that also we must keep in mind. And then the sabaks, try and be punctual, every sabak. And if, mashallah, you can, try and be present with wudu, with the adab of the ustad, respect, etc. You can't imagine what barakat you will get in your life. And then takrar, make takrar, repeat the sabak again. And also from the beginning, your free time. For a student, there should be no free time. Revise your sabaks from the start. So when imtihan come, you are ready already. And that knowledge will be very, very pukhta, strong, solid. Rasikh, rasikhuna fil ilm. You will be strong in your knowledge. Allah bless us all. Then second, we spoke about namaz. That is, it's our first faraz that we have to. And unfortunately, we still have the case where students are neglectful of their namaz. And especially, I would like to point out, Allah give us all tawfiq. Isha time when adhan goes, then the students mill around here. Loitering, speaking, two people are speaking, two, three people, and they feel it's not a noise. But there are another two, three speaking here, another two, three there, it becomes a big noise. And for people coming into the masjid, especially ordinary people, town people, when they come, they feel, what is this? Students of deen and such a big noise here, like a fish market. Really, we don't realize it, we don't understand, but it becomes and makes a very big noise and it gives a very bad impression. So as soon as azan is gone, try and switch off the lights, the fans also now in summer, switch them off. Sometimes the fans are just on, nobody is around there. So switch that off. If you got wudu, come in the masjid. If you haven't got taqada to go toilet, refresh your wudu, come in the masjid. And if you have got taqada to go toilet, go there. See to your toilet, make your fresh wudu, but don't make a noise there also. In the aisle by the wuzu khana, there also a lot of noise takes place. Unfortunately, here at the back, in the mutala section, in the wuzu khana, in the toilet section, lot of noise, avoid that. Try and come for namaz, be regular with the namaz. The next we discussed was about, we have to eat, we are human beings, the food we have to eat the right food, and eat the right quantity. There also, if we can, many of us got good appetites, and as students we have to eat sufficient, we don't under-eat. But if we can, try and reduce it very little for a long period, and try and make our intake of food as less as possible. I know at this age, we were also your age, food was a main thing in our lives also. We should enjoy the food and all the food, etc. But really, if you can, and for you, everywhere, whether you go home, everything, the less you can eat, the better. One of the four things which our elders and buzurgs used to say, which a person must minimize on, was food also. So I'm not saying that you should keep roza every day. Who can? There are students who keep Monday, Thursday rozas 3 days a month. Very good. But in any case, try and minimize all your food. Don't try and eat too much. Try your best. Because afterwards, food causes lot of excess food. Cause a lot of problem for our health. Many, many problems come. And one of the main, the place where all the diseases start is the stomach. And that is by excessive food. And worse still, rich food. And what we call junk food. If you eat healthy food, even that, I came to realize that also very long. I thought healthy food is good, but that also must be a limit. And junk food and all that, you should try your best. That's out of the equation. Try your best to keep it away. And rich food, all with spicy and rich food, try and avoid that also. So that is, and there are other points also, inshallah. Then comes another very important thing, our sleep. Sleep is also necessary, but really, if we can, from now, try and cut down on your sleep. So how much you need? 8 hours, 7 hours, 6 hours, more than that, whatever it is. But slow, two things are in our control if we work on it, sleep and food. If we try and cut down, then eventually we will be able to cut down. One Hakim, he explained it very beautifully, that when a child is born, then it's awake for 4 hours and sleeps for 20 hours. And later in your age, you have to come to a stage where you sleep 4 hours and you awake 20 hours. Now that you will be able to do if you have really the correct spirit. May Allah bless us for acquiring knowledge, to make ibadat, effort of deen. Then your 20 hours you will be able to give for deen. And then you will be able to make them fruitful. Otherwise, how many people just lie in bed, tossed around, can't sleep, etc. And they don't know what to do. But if you have that connection while you are lying in bed also, you can be speaking to Allah. But more better than that also, I wouldn't say better, but lot of virtue in that. You engage in mutala, writing of kitabs, etc., researching and making effort for deen. Allah bless us. So how much we can slowly, slowly cut down. Food also and our sleep also. Later in our life, we will benefit tremendously. Jawani ki ung is a famous thing. The sleep of a young person, he really enjoys his sleep. And he really likes to sleep. And also there, unfortunately, and we had the beginning year, the madrasa also, there was no sleep after Fajr. Classes after Fajr, breakfast, and then classes used to start. But unfortunately, we had to go in this direction, the sleeping after Fajr. And that sleep, everyone enjoys the most, the after Fajr sleep. And that is the time really not to sleep. Allah save us from that. And the barakat which is in that time, don't put all that barakat in sleep. If you put that barakat in your kitabs, in your studies, how much more benefit? If a person is earning rosy, that time if he works, a lot of barakat in there. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So that also, and one very important thing, some students in the room stay awake at night. And then they need company. They don't sleep, talking to others, disturbing the whole room. And today is the big musibat of the cell phone, and watching whatever it may be there, some commentary, or some on WhatsApp, what and what thing, messaging and all these terrible things, how many, until late the students are not sleeping and disturbing other students in the room. This is zulam. Very, on yourself you are making zulam, and on other students you are making zulam. So avoid that totally. Don't cause inconvenience. In the Khanqah of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, the main point he used to stress, that don't cause inconvenience to any person. and make a niyat in the morning that today I will make sure I won't inconvenience any person. And at night also, don't inconvenience any person by being on the cell phone, talking to a friend there, making a noise, disturbing the others. There is a cut-off time. What is the cut-off time when lights have to be off? 11. So by 11 o'clock, then let there be no noise whatsoever. Let everyone get their sleep, etc. And so sleep is also very important. Then one or two other points, our students, and unfortunately today, any masjid you see this, to walk past a musalli is not allowed at all. It is a big sin, and the wa'id, the punishment for it is also severe, but we are becoming unmindful of it. We just walk past the people who are making namaz. Try and avoid it totally. Even there's Masjid al-Kabir, but then others who don't know, they think that, oh, he's a big Maulana, or he's a Dora student, or Iftar student, he's walking past, though we miss certain rows and we walk past. Though there is ijazat in that case, but that too, try and avoid it. Because other people who don't know, they don't know the masala, they take the wrong impression, they think it's permissible to walk. So try your best not to cross in front of anyone who is making namaz. Another point, which we have been saying quite a fair bit, but we are not getting where we want to, is with this Nike shoes and sandals and on the clothing. When we walk past the classes, we still see many shoes or sandals there, with the Nike, N-I-K-E, or the tick, the Nike tick. This is a big haram it is. It is the idol, it is an idol of the Greeks, the goddess of the Greek of victory. Is this Nike, and that's why more they put it on sportswear. So no Muslim will ever think of making namaz with a cross hanging here, or with a picture of an idol of the Hindus on his t-shirt at the back or in front. This is exactly the same. So please try and get rid of it. Cover it up, paint it, whatever you can, whatever, or change it, but don't wear that. Try and avoid it completely. And the effects of haram also are there. Then it affects us also. That we get inclined, many of us, we don't want to commit sin. And perhaps none of us want to commit sin. But we just feel we can't control ourselves. There are a lot of things that lead us to that. Food is one thing. Our friends, what we're talking about, the type of clothing we wear, all these type of things, this Nike and all that. These things make us do that. And the enemy of Islam, they work on those things to give us those things so that our inclination goes towards sin. Though nobody wants to sin, we all would like to be 100% sincere servants of Allah Ta'ala, obey all His commands. But these things here, they is like music. Music is the thing that takes a person a lot towards sin also. So Allah protect us and guide us.